to the 59th Psalm, Tehillim Mizmor Nuntes, which takes place at a very dramatic moment in the life of David, where Shaul decides that he's going to make his move on David. The kids are right here next to me, so we'll leave it in euphemistic terms. And David is, of course, married to Shaul's daughter, to Michal, and Shaul orders the house surrounded at night. And we all know the story that Michal, just like, you know, Rahab had done when the Jewish people first entered the land of Israel, so Rahab lowers the spies out the window, so Michal lowers David out the window, and he escapes, and she puts in, you know, this kind of scarecrow-like device into the bed, so it looks like David's sick, and Shaul says, we'll bring him in his bed, and I'm going to finish him off. So that's the context of the Mizmor. So it has to do with this very frightful, petrifying, terrifying evening. When Shaul sent for him, and they surrounded the house with lethal intent. Save me from my enemies, O my God, from those who rise up against me. Lift me up, exalt me in protection. Again, save me from those who are sinners who would wish to shed innocent blood, and from these violent individuals, you should spare me. Kine arvu lenafshi, they're waiting in ambush. This is not figurative. This is literal. They're literally waiting in ambush around him. Yaguru alai azim, they are trying to terrify me. Lo fishiv lo chatasi Hashem, and this is not because of anything that I did. Now, of course, David escapes that night, and he lives to tell the story of this Mizmor Tehillim. But even before that escape happens, I'm now skipping to the end of the Mizmor, the 17th and 18th verses, Psukim Yud Zayin and Ches, he says the following, Va'ani ashir uzecha, I will sing of your strength. Va'aranein, from the language of Rina, joyous song, Laboker chastecha, ki hayisa misgavli, for you have been a fortress unto me, umanos, and a refuge, biyom sarli, in the day of my difficulty. Uzi elecha zamera, my source of strength, I will sing out to you, ki Elohim misgabi, Elohei chazdi, because God, again, is my fortress, he is the one who has bestowed chesed upon me. So this is not just significant for that one particular night, when David found himself literally in the very grips of Shaul and had to be lowered down the window, right? Certainly not a regular experience for at least most of us, except Siggy, you know, who has made a number of window escapes, as far as I understand, over the course of even the last few weeks. But what this actually translates into, as the Gemara explains, the Gemara Masech Teshavah says, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chalkim Gomrei Halal B'chol Yom. And I should be amongst those who recite the Halal every day. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Halal is received for special occasions, for the holidays, etc. And because it's so special to say it every day, to demean it by rendering it mundane is considered, and this might be somewhat hyperbolic, but as if it's an act of blasphemy, kolomer halal b'chol yom, hareza mechareif u'megadeif, it's certainly not a positive thing. Less is more, not more is more. And so the Gemara says, no, that's not what the Baal HaMaimer, that's not what Rabbi Yossi meant when he said, yei chalkim gomer halal b'chol yom. What he meant was a reference to Psukei de Zimra, this song that we sing every morning, David's song, v'ani ashiru zecha, because yes, that one night, we can all admit, was particularly dangerous. But in a certain sense, every single night, as we begin with Psalm 30, this spirit is very much captured there, where David HaMelech says that, you know, every single night he goes to sleep in a state of terror and crying, and then, you know, Ba'erev Yalin Bechi V'Laboker Rina, and in the morning we can rejoice at having our souls restored. So in a certain sense, right, this Mizmor creates, the prototype or the paradigm for what we do every single morning when we recite Psukei de Zimra, which is to sing a halal on our daily existence, because we all face challenges every single day. I'm not myself a great believer in this approach, but Rabbi Soloveitchik used to like to explain that Rambam and Ramban did not disagree that the fundamental obligation of tefillah is only in a time of crisis. The only point of disagreement is how we measure that crisis. The Ramban Of course, said the crisis is measured by external events, like if there's a war or a pandemic, etc. The Rambam says a crisis is kind of an inner crisis, a recognize of one's total dependence on divine assistance every single day, because we all know that life can change in an instant. In fact, for all of us, life did change in an instant. And in that sense, there's the daily crisis as well. So I want to wish everybody, on that note, a continued, healthy day. We should continue to be vigilant and still try to find those things that we can enjoy very much. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody at 8:20 this evening for Mincha Maariv. Everybody should continue to be healthy and to be well. And we are thinking of each and every one of you. Everybody be well. Have a great day.